My name is Della Trumbull. I am the part-time finance manager for King Cove Corporation and Agudal Tribal Council administrator, and I live in King Cove, Alaska. King Cove is surrounded by mountains. It's a fishing community, probably a population of about 1,000, close to 1,000. The community itself is dependent on the fishing industry. We have Peter Pan Seafood. Majority of households are fishermen. We have school, you know, high school, elementary school, Head Start, preschool. So we do have people that work within the school district or the Aleutians East Borough or the city of King Cove, the King Cove Corporation. So there are jobs in town other than the fishing industry. Well, in the summertime, if we can get the weather, which we haven't, we've had a lot of rain this summer, you know, we get out in the nice days and definitely get out hiking and watching bears, or, you know, as it gets later in the summer, we do our fishing, subsistence fishing, and berry picking. And it's always a busy time of the year, and it's a fun time of the year for us. The biggest issue that we are continuing to work on and have been for the last 35 years is the road between King Cove and Cold Bay. And right now we are working, we've been through the EIS with U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and now we're working with the Secretary of Indian Affairs, Washburn, who is working with Secretary Jewell on basically trying to look at the human factor and the value of the lands and the land trade that both the King Cove Corporation and the state of Alaska have put forward. It is a beautiful community. The people here are very nice, and the sense of the community in this community has always been pretty awesome for a small community. Well, I think part of what King Cove is about, and I think that it's just a nice little community.